Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. One of the many insanities of industrialism is the belief, so ingrained in the system that it's never even stated, that yields and profits can and should grow forever, increasing toward infinity on a finite planet. One reason the belief is never stated is that the statement is ridiculous on its face. So industrialists worship a kind of avatar for the idea they call growth. Somehow, the idea that growth is always good, that it can and should go on forever, does not induce hysterical laughter, but reverence. This testifies to the effectiveness of repetition as a substitute for reason in public discourse. When an organism never stops growing, reason calls it cancer. When an organism stops growing upon reaching maturity, reason says it's reached its peak. In nature, this is good and normal, as is the following eventual decline and death. In industrialism, peak is a dirty word, to be denied, preferably never even used, along with such alien concepts as decline and death. Yet even the richest and most powerful humans cannot defy nature for long. She is implacable. And her ruling is that every system, every organism, every enterprise matures, which is to say reaches its peak, and then begins to die. This is true for everything from starfish to stars. So it's time to be surprised all over again at a new study that shows that global industrial food production has matured, as in peaked. The study, published in the journal Ecology and Society, investigated the notion that the concept of peak oil, the time when the development of a resource stops growing, plateaus, and then begins to decline, applies to any other resources we need in order to live. The results were stunning. Not only does the growth of all industrial exploitation of resources reach a maximum followed by inevitable decline, but virtually all the resources that supply us with food have already done so. A clarifying note, peak something, as in peak oil, is commonly understood to be the point at which production levels off, the plateau preceding the decline. Here it is used somewhat differently to mean the period of time in which the production of the resource was growing at its fastest rate. Therefore, in the years following this peak, the resource might still increase year to year, but by ever smaller amounts, until the plateau and the decline set in. Thus, when this study says the world reached peak corn in 1985, peak rice in 1988, peak milk and wheat in 2004, peak chicken in 2006, and soy in 2009, it means that since those years the production of the commodity has been growing more slowly and is not keeping up with the demand curve of an increasing population. Of the 21 commodities they studied, 16 reached peak production between 1988 and 2008, a breathtakingly short period of time. It suggests, rather than spot shortages and isolated crises, that the world's food production system is being overwhelmed. There is ever increasing evidence that this is so, yet we continue to see everywhere the feckless sentence, "World population is expected to reach 9 billion by 2050. Because growth goes on, no matter what. We all know that. But to do that, food production would have to double. That, of course, would require more fertile land to till, more water for irrigation, more fuel for cultivation, more fertilizer, and all of those things have peaked as well. It would also bring more pollution, more topsoil loss, more toxicity, and more genetic mutilation. And so we sail on toward the place where constricted supplies meet a heedlessly growing population, and the necessary corrections are made by famine and war. There's another way to say that we refused to recognize the natural concept of reaching our peak. We never grew up. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.